So I graduated from Yuma High School in 2002, and my dad dropped me off at the parking lot at AWC and told me that he would be back in 3 hours. And then I was like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? But he never went to college, so that's the best that he could do. And so I met Mr. Camarena, Moses Camarena, and he was the first one to guide me through the ropes of going to college, and that was my first experience. And I also asked Moses to try to help me to find a job, and he presented me to Lois Maddox, and they hired me on the spot as a work study. So that's how my career at AWC began. It was all new to me, so it just seemed like scary. But at the same time, I felt comfortable because a lot of the people here helped me out and they didn't make me feel like I wasn't able to do what I wanted to do. They made me feel confident to be able to make it, to reach my goals. But I did fail my English 101 class, and I think that it was one of the biggest lessons that I ever learned because I remember feeling really stressed out. I was struggling with the idea that I was going to college and nobody in my family had gone to college. My brother went to college, but I'm referring to parents and cousins and things like that. And I remember walking through the buildings and thinking, this is my last semester, I failed. And then I remember thinking, you know what? If I just get back on my feet, it will be okay. And then all the staff at AWC was telling me that they knew that I could make it. I remember Mel Parker told me that he said, you really need a good spanking, but I know you're gonna make it. And then I'm thinking, okay, you know, and I remember that I lost my work study job, that I lost my financial aid, and everyone, it seemed like they were so surprised. But it's because students struggle with internal thoughts while they're going to school because it's not easy. And, you know, I'm not a genius. I tell the students all the time, I'm an average student. I'm not a genius. But in the end, I became a straight A student. I took advantage of all the resources and I made it. So it's kind of like the ultimate experience, I think, was learning that you can make mistakes, you can fail, but it's not the end of the world, right? Like students think, and you can get back on your feet and you can make it. And I think it's because of the people at AWC that really helped me out with that. And my dad always tells me over and over again that, you know, AWC has made a difference in your life and you need to pay back, you know, everything that they have given you. And I think that's what I'm doing, you know. And I do plan on staying here for the long run, but probably staying in my area with students.